You must know that.
I was going to say.
I know Bath really well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's very close to us, and Clive lives in Bath.
Oh, right. The esteemed drummer, Clive Deamer, who to date has his guitar playing improved on that last song, who's hitting the back of it beautifully.
You moved on to cowbell for this. But well, we've been cowbell. Augmented by Jake on the sax. Hello, Jake.
Hello. Yeah, very
excellent.
Good. Yeah. We've got some emails in here. This is from Sergio in Guadalajara. Says, I am listening to Portishead in total bliss in Guadalajara. Which is worth knowing. And this is nice from Leslie Norman. He said, just to say thanks so much for having Portishead in tonight. Third is an awesome album. My 11-year-old daughter, Harriet, came running out of the bathroom when she heard the rip being played. In the morning, driving to school, she just wants Machine Gun. She heard an awful lot of Dummy in Utero and has been nursed through many a grisling session being calmed by Portishead. Did you realise your fan base was so wide?
No, that's good.
It is good,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it? That,
she can move on to biscuits now.
So where have you been since we last saw you? You were off to Coachella.
Yeah, we played Coachella.
Coachella Festival,
yeah.
With Prince, I think.
It
the
was,
news
yeah,
had just come
through.
With a tiny little Prince.
Did you meet him?
No, thankfully.
I managed to sneak on the stage very close to him, and I could have got him with the can that I was holding.
How
really
small
easily.
Is he?
Quite small.
He's really tiny.
Heels,
yeah.
Is he?
Mad.
Yeah, right.
He was. I mean, he was pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what was really cool. He threw his guitar at the end, and it spun off into the distance, and one of his guys just caught it. It was fantastic, and he didn't even look back.
Wow.
He just chucked it and walked off.
Yeah. Right. Well, he doesn't need to look.
That.
It's the guy who's catching it. Don't need to look where you've thrown it.
Totally. But if I'd have lobbed it, I'd be looking to see if he caught it. Would blow it totally.
Yeah.
But you were.
Watch out!
Yeah,
you weren't too impressed with Coachella, Jeff, because it sort of has a kind of semi-mythical status. Coachella as this great gathering of the clans in the desert.
If you watch Grey's Anatomy or Laguna Beach, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But the reality is, compared to Glastonbury, they would absolutely poo themselves. I think. It's based on. It's actually a polo ground, so all the lawns are manicured, and we had a sound check at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And it is just the most beautiful place. I'm not knocking it because there's loads of good bands playing, it's all good, but
yeah. The festival's cool, but the actual area is insane because it's desert and it's lawns everywhere. They've dropped it from space.
Wow.
And they've apparently robbed water from Colorado to keep it going.
Right.
And there's like sprinklers just keeping this grass going all day.
Wow.
Water just, and it's evaporating and
it sweeps
it's insane.
The lawns at night as well.
Yeah, it's really, it's
all
it's
really
strange,
wrong.
It's a strange place. We were so far away from the audience as well. It was just kind of like us playing on Earth and them being on the moon.
But it was cool.
And are you sort of coming to the end of playing? Have you got anything left to do? Are you doing festivals and things now? What are you going to do? What are we doing?
The Primavera Festival in Barcelona.
Lovely. Right, when's that?
Next week.
Mark's saying how much he's enjoying the things tonight, and he saw you recently, very similarly to Coachella, he saw you recently in Wolverhampton, which he said was a dream for him.
That's a wonderful place, isn't it?
That's the sprinklers go night and day in Wolverhampton as well.
Do.
Yeah.
Good. What are we going to have for the last tune with a full sax section? It's just Jake on his own, but it's big sax, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you playing, Clive?
It's Magic Doors.
Magic Doors, excellent.